Today is the 69th day of this year's General Assembly session, and that makes today crossover day in Annapolis. Any bills not passed by either the House of Delegates or the State Senate at the end of today will face additional hurdles to become law. WYPR News Director Joel McCord chats with state government reporter Rachel Bay about what legislation has made the cut already and what bills might not.
Okay, Rachel, so it's crossover day, and that means bills from one house have to move to the other to have a decent chance of being passed this season. So let's start with the big surprise from Friday. Governor Larry Hogan announces he supports a bill to ban fracking in Maryland, which I guess leaves the Senate Environment Committee scrambling. Tell us about that.
Up until Friday, the chair of the Senate's Education, Health, and Environment Committee, Joan Carter Conway, she has said that she won't pass a proposed fracking ban from Senator Bobby Zirkin to the Senate floor unless there's a veto-proof majority in the Senate, because she was assuming that Governor Hogan would veto the legislation, because in the past he has said that he would support fracking if it could be done safely. Given this announcement on Friday that Governor Hogan said specifically he is backing Zirkin's bill that would ban fracking, there doesn't appear to be a need for a veto-proof majority. So both the ban and the moratorium that Conway herself proposed will likely hit the Senate floor this week.
As Conway said, yeah, we're going to get it out of committee.
So even before Hogan's announcement on Friday, Senator Conway said that both the moratorium and the ban would be on the Senate floor this week, but she kept insisting that there would need to be this veto-proof majority. With Hogan's support, there doesn't appear to be a need for a veto-proof majority.
And that ban has already passed the House, right?
The ban has already passed the House, yes.
Okay. Now, let's talk about bail reform a little bit. It'll be on second reader in the Senate today. That's a preliminary vote, but they need to get it to a final vote to make that crossover deadline. So what's happening there?
This bill is the one that the bail bonds industry supports, primarily because some of the other measures would severely restrict or even eliminate the ability to use cash money bail in pretrial proceedings. So this bill effectively reverses part of the Court of Appeals' previous rulemaking on this issue. It removes the part of the rule that tells judges that they have to consider all non-bail options before considering bail.
All right. Now, in the House, the Maryland Law Enforcement and Governmental Trust Act is on second reader in the morning today. So tell us a bit about that one as well.
Yes, this bill prohibits any state or local law enforcement from assisting immigration enforcement. So in other words, someone who is being arrested or being stopped for a traffic violation cannot be asked to prove they're legally in this country.
Okay, and there's one other thing. The Attorney General's powers passed the House on Friday. That's related to the joint resolution that passed earlier in the session that gives the Attorney General the power to sue the federal government. But this one gives them the money to do it, right?
Right. This bill basically gives the Attorney General a $1 million appropriation to hire new staff and bring in new resources to bring challenges against the federal government. Now, it's important to know this money would not be given to the Attorney General until the 2019 fiscal year. So that's July of 2018. But it still was very controversial on the House floor on Friday.
All right. Thank you, Rachel. With Rachel Bay, I'm Joel McCord for 88.1 WYPR.